This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen. I'm the president of World Ministries International, as well as Eagles Saving Nations. Please go to my website, worldministries.org. That is worldministries.org, and see what Eagles Saving Nations is all about. That's worldministries.org. Today, my special guest, Pastor Ronald Demelein from Tennessee. Pastor Demelein, welcome to the Warning Program.
Thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure to be with you ever since I met you at Bristol and your lovely wife and met your son, and it's always a pleasure to be able to be with you on your show, my friend.
Well, we certainly, when we were there, we talked about the reality of what is really going on in the world today, the reality again of how the New World Order is trying to control every nation, trying to again take away our freedoms. Yet, as I talked to you before this program, it seems like a lot of churches in Tennessee, they just want to stay the same old, Jesus loves me, this I know. And it doesn't seem like the pastor is understanding that we are in the last days, that he needs to be preparing the church for trouble, because trouble is coming. I'll tell you what, if I understand it correctly, what you're telling me, and if that is the true situation in Tennessee, I'd hate to attend any of those churches.
Well, brother, here's the situation. You know, we're commanded by God. We need to assemble ourselves together, and we need to go to church. And there are many good, solid Bible-teaching ministers here. But the problem is you've only got just a handful that even mention what's going on with Israel, even mention what's going on in the Middle East, even mention about end days, earthquakes, these kind of things that we need to remind people. Listen, Jesus said this was going to happen. Look, it's happening. We're watching it. And they don't understand. I've tried to tell pastors, I said, this is my belief, and I think you probably will agree with me. You know, I take my Bible first and foremost, and I read the scriptures. Then I listen to what the Holy Spirit says to me on what I've read. And then if you watch current affairs, you'll see the Bible being unfold. And it takes, it's kind of like the Trinity of end times to me. Just turn the news on. You can see what the scripture says is going to happen. It's happening. And the church is still way over here and not even ignoring end times. And I think they're not preparing their sheep. I got a funny feeling in the future, pastors are going to have to hide. Ouch.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think I could call them many good pastors. I would say they themselves are going to be judged by God for not qualified to lead the flock. If we are not warning our people, part of the responsibility of a shepherd is to warn their people what is coming. And if they're not even in tune with reality, I'll tell you, Ron, as far as I'm concerned, they don't belong behind the pulpit.
Well, my friend, it's frustrating. You know, it's frustrating to go into a group and, you know, you just come back from Washington, D.C., sitting under 4 days of high-level meetings, or, I'm with the Congress and Senate, knowing on the cutting edge of what's going on in Israel and stuff, and then you come back to try to share it, and the pastors are, that's not even, they're not concerned with any of that. And that breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because as a pastor, and you know, the years that I pastored, and a chaplain, a pastor, an evangelist, yeah, it just breaks my heart that the people I don't think are being prepared for the end time.
Well, I'm going to be blunt and frank. I wouldn't give a dime to that type of pastor, that church, because they're not qualified to lead it, and the flock is going to be a victim. And let me tell you, it just, inside of me, the Holy Spirit is not happy. It's angry. And I'll tell you what, judgment is coming, and this type of pastor is what is accelerating the judgment, because he's ignoring reality so the people can get right with God and repent. And I'll tell you, Ron, I would not give them a dime.
Yes, I understand, my friend. You know, as I watch and I've went to a lot of the different churches here, and I noticed that pastors, and I think you understand this, pastors, and I know you understand this, I don't think, I've been around you long enough to know your mindset. Pastors, you know, are trying to act like evangelists, and they're preaching sermons week after week, 8 week after week, trying to reach the lost, and everybody in their church is saved. And the flock, you're looking around the flock, and they have no biblical, nothing to stand on, no guidance for their lives. When the pastor is trying to be an evangelist, when he really, truthfully needs to feed his flock, I'm all for giving altar calls and make sure you reach everybody that there's somebody lost. But the church needs fed.
No, you're right. We need to understand the signs of the times. That's what a Issachar does. And we need to be under Issachars that know the signs of the times, the seasons. And so they can prepare the people so they don't become a victim, but because they become a conqueror. Again, they don't lose their life or their property, but they gain. We need Issachars behind the pulpit. And Tennessee is, you know, it's known for many things. But it's also, I think, more and more becoming known as a backslidden state. Ron?
Well, my friend, like I said, you know, I personally, you know, now, you know, I take heat for this, but it's okay. You know, you can stand it. I can stand the heat because I'm not on anybody's payroll, so I don't have to cater to anybody's beliefs. I can say, and I'm free to say what I feel is the truth. I don't have to bow down, you know, to any organization or any man, and to be able to stand there and tell the truth. Brother, I believe you're absolutely right. And when you try to show them and you try to say, look, here's where we're at today. We are at this place in time, and you need to prepare your people for what's about to happen. And it's just it's just like talking to a brick wall.
April 2020. I had 25 prophetic dreams. Civil unrest. Okay, we have seen it. We have seen Black Lives Matter, nothing but a communist, Marxist covering. We've seen that Black Lives Matter instigate people, buildings being burnt to the ground, riots, looting. We've seen Antifa, again, looting, attacking, killing, burning people, burning buildings. We've seen Hamas demonstrations, demonstrating for Hamas, an organization in their charter that wants no peace. They've been offered a two-state solution 5 times. They turned it down in their charter. They want to wipe out every Jew and then every Christian. They want no peace, and yet Hamas demonstrations, Americans demonstrating with Hamas against Israel, against the United States. These people are sworn to kill every Jew and every Christian, but yet people don't care. They're so ignorant, so dumb, or they believe in what they're doing, that they hate the Jews and they hate born-again Christians. Now, I know more and more people are doing that. Now, besides civil unrest, civil war, we are on the verge of real civil war. I'm not just talking about people rising up and causing some problems. We're on the verge of real civil war. We have so many states against the government right now because the government's taking away our liberties, our freedom, breaking the Constitution like it doesn't exist. We are very close to real civil war, like Abraham Lincoln experienced, and an invasion. Again, God gave me 25 dreams. Civil unrest, civil war, and an invasion. Well, 10 to 15 million illegal aliens would be classified as an invasion anywhere in the world. And that's what's come through the borders from the Biden administration. So we are so close to literally war in America. And what is the church doing? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Singing lullabies. Don?
Absolutely, my friend. I just got out of this meeting, and you were talking about what you saw and what God has showed you. This U.S. Congressman, Josh Brechtend, is his name, out of Oklahoma. And he had a vision or a dream not long ago where God had woke him up that a crash is coming to America. The economy, there is a crash coming. And God woke him up, and as he reached out to God, why God are you do this to this nation? And he said, I'm going to allow this to happen to try to give Americans a last chance to try to come back to me. Now, he's on the House Ways and Means Committee, and he's fighting constantly, you know, about the unsustainable debt, the deficit spending, and the money that is just they're borrowing from China, and they're borrowing from one of our greatest enemies and giving money to everybody. We don't mind helping the nations that should be helping, but they're just giving this money, and God gave him this vision. Wow, man, it lines up, I believe, with some visions you've had, my friend.
Well, totally. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Warning Program, Pastor Ron Dimmelin out of Tennessee. This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen, President of World Ministries International, as well as Eagle Saving Nations. Please go to my website, worldministries.org, worldministries.org. See what Eagle Saving Nations is all about. Join it today. We're trying to get people into the national stadiums where the power of God, Pentecost, can come down again. So people go forth with power and authority instead of fear and intimidation. People today are afraid to open their mouth. They're praying and expect and want God to come and do their job. God's not coming to do your job. He left you that responsibility as his ambassador when he ascended. He said, go tarry. Don't try to represent me until you're filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then you can move with my power, my authority. You can speak how I speak without fear and intimidation. Instead, half of the church denies the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They tolerate sin. They go along with sin. They actually don't even speak against sin. And these are mainline churches under the communist organization, the Federal Council of Churches. They ordain homosexuals, drag queens, they're into their churches. Half of the churches are against the Holy Spirit, and the other half is not daily in relationship with God, being every day baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know, Ron, we are in a desperate, pathetic, dysfunctional situation in the church in America.
We are absolutely at a point where if the men of God don't start listening to the Holy Spirit, if they don't start reading their Bibles for what it says instead of twisting it to make it fit what they want to prove. Not long ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and my mandate when he called me to preach was to tell the truth. Now, oh, goodness, I didn't have a clue what that meant. I thought I knew the truth. And still, I actually started opening up my Bible and reading what the Scripture says, Dr. Hansen, and realizing that a lot of what's coming from the pulpits is not what the Scripture actually says. Men are adding words and putting stuff in there, and they're using every scripture out of context to try to prove some belief that they have. And America is headed, you know, is headed in such a direction that if the men of God don't stand up soon, it's a mess, brother.
Well, I just returned from, as you know, Colombia, South America, Bogota. I was there over 5 years ago where they had a huge conference. They had invited 23,000 apostles to come, and I spoke to many, many churches and apostles at that time, and I prophesied, and I warned them what was about to happen in this next election if the church didn't rise up. And basically, they would be led by a communist government, the economy would crash, their freedom would be taken away, crime would be everywhere. And I just flew in recently, as you know, and that's exactly what they said, even at the airport. Everything you said, Apostle Hansen, came true. We have a communist government. Our freedoms are being taken away. The economy is crashed, and crime is everywhere. In fact, the driver who picked me up was monked 20 days earlier. Well, let me tell you, I came in to lead a conference for 150 churches and leaders, and 4 days of powerful, powerful meetings. Because why? The people were desperate. They were desperate. I talked in the government of God and the Holy Ghost, the need and the who the Holy Ghost was, why we need him today. And let me tell you, we had powerful, as good meetings as I've seen anywhere in 40 years of ministry, because they were desperate. Now, do we have to be desperate in America? Does blood have to flow before we get in tune with reality?
It's exactly what it looks like, my friend, because we can't see anything else that's going to get the people to wake up. I mean, God, I believe God is at a point where he has to move and do something to wake the people up, where if the pastors aren't going to do it, if the pastors refuse to preach the truth in the end time, God will, I believe he's going to shake this nation. I think it's coming. These meetings that I got, I saw a little bit of hope because congressman after congressman and senator spoke, and you could hear as they spoke, these men loved God, but they're such a minority in this nation. That's the problem. We have some good men in Washington that love God and that are trying, and God is talking to these men, but it's just like they said, without the people backing them, without the vote, if we allow this administration to go 4 more years, America, and I'm afraid it's doomed.
Well, I know it's doomed. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you're listening to the Warning Program. Dr. Jonathan Hansen, President of World Ministries International, and Pastor Ron Demeling. Now, again, you were in Washington, D.C. recently. What was the purpose?
Well, it was an organization called Wall Builders, and I really didn't know a whole lot about them. I knew a little bit. I had seen one of the founders of it. I had seen them in some meetings that I took place in D.C. before, but it's an organization that tries to go back and tell the real history of America and Christianity. And Congressman Dan Bishop sponsored it. And we spent 4 days in D.C. and 2 days right inside the Capitol building. We got it to go inside the house, and there were the meetings that we had were amazing when you listen to the things that were, they teach the truth about separation of church and state, what it really meant. Things that right now what you're trying to see, we talk about prejudice and there is prejudice in America, but I'll tell you something, it's not as bad as there are groups that there are part of our government in charge now that are trying to pit different races against each other. They want to pit people against each other and only talk about how bad this race got treated or how bad that race got treated. We know the truth of slavery. We know the truth of that. But we also know there's always been a group of Americans who've always tried, Abraham Lincoln, who always tried to pull towards towards the right thing. And I found this in 1876, 100 years after this nation was formed, there was over 1,000 black legislators across the United States of America. I didn't know that people had voted them in. So there is a core of good people in America that aren't prejudiced. There's that core of people that aren't. But if you've noticed here lately, it's like the government is trying to cause dissension between the blacks, the whites, the Mexican and the Middle Eastern people. They're trying to cause this so they can divert from what their real plan is.
Yeah, they want civil war. Then they can have the justification to come down against the born-again church and those that stand up for freedom and arrest, persecute, imprison, or kill. So they can, again, take away the weapons. They want something to spark a civil war so they can come down hard. Ron?
Congressman Jim Jordan, he said, and now he's on the front lines of fighting, the liberalism. And his concern, and he shared with us, he said, I don't think the Americans understand. We are coming to a point where they're taking away our freedom of speech. And he said they're doing everything that they can to take away the freedom of speech. And if you take away the freedom of speech in America, they'll, if you have a 501c3, they're going to dictate to you. You know the Johnson Amendment that you couldn't. Your pastor couldn't stand in the pulpit and say, hey, I prefer this man. Who has a right to tell someone, a pastor of a church. If the people don't like it, they can go to another church. But a pastor can't get up and tell his flock, okay, you got liberals here that believe this way, and you got a conservative that believes this way. Here's the direction I think that you ought to vote. And, you know, they've tried to, Trump signed a executive order to put that out of the way. They're trying to revive that, or I believe they may have revived it somewhat. And he said, folks, they're shutting up freedom of speech, and it's going to hurt the churches, the Christians, tremendously.
Well, in Europe, the European Union's Digital Services Act, DSA, went into effect this year. This law empowers the European Union to shut down opposing information, obligating social media companies to delete anything the European Union defines as disinformation or face heavy fines. Then it goes into the defining disinformation. It says the definitions include about, talking about climate change and LGBTQ issues the wrong way, criticizing electric vehicles, claiming that violent migrants are a problem and a drain on taxpayers' money, and saying the government cares more about migrants than their own people. Now, that's what you're saying. Europe, the European Union has already done it, and America is trying to do it.
It's here, my friend. It's here. They're going in, and we think, okay, they're going to tell Facebook, and they're going to tell X, and they're going to tell, you know, Twitter, and they're going to start telling people, oh, you can't say this, and you can't say that, and sometimes, and they'll use a little something that it might sound good to you, right? And next thing you know, they're taking away your Christian. They really want to come at the Christians. They know the far left knows the Christians, the true Christians. Now, they put on a front. They know the true Christians are their biggest enemy to get America going in the direction that they want to go into a communist state.
Well, that's it. You know, in April 2022, Obama delivered a speech at Stanford University about disinformation. And, you know, the way he twists the truth to make it sound good. It's a chance for all of us to fight for truth, not absolute truth, not a fixed truth, but to fight for what deep down we know is more true, is right. In his view, there is no absolute truth. There is no fixed truth. Absolutes, you can believe whatever you want, whatever is expedient. This can change over time, day to day, moment to moment. Obama listed several examples of disinformation. Again, the same as the European Union. The government should censor, including unorthodox views regarding climate change, vaccines, election fraud, and white supremacy. The policy political left has established what is truth, and each of these instances has taken extraordinary steps to silence all non-believers, bullying, deplatforming, shadow banning, censoring, public shaming, fining, incarcerating, and exiling. This is a fight for truth. Mr. Obama is describing truth as he defines it. That's what you're talking about, Ron.
Absolutely. And here's the problem. The way they sneak this stuff in there, and they slowly but surely sneak something, like you said, they twist the truth. But once they got their laws in place, those laws are in place. And we've saw what they'll do if you speak out against their against anything, their agenda. Look how many supporters of Donald Trump are in jail today for near nothing, stuff that near nothing. And any people that came and supported a conservative idea, it's not a, this. And here's the worst thing about this is not about Republican and Democrat. This is not about politics. This is about our nation.
The Bible says, John 8:44, that the devil, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That's where we're at. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Warning Program. Dr. Jonathan Hansen, president of World Ministries International, Eagle Saving Nations, and Pastor Ron Demoline. My website, worldministries.org, worldministries.org. Support us. We need your help to stay on your local radio station. If you want to give by Zelle, the reference number is warning@worldministries.org. warning@worldministries.org. We also accept all credit cards. My phone number, 360-629-5248. Pastor Ron, thank you for being on today's program.
Thank you, my friend. And I just want to take just a second and tell people, I know you personally. I've met with you. And once again, I support your ministry. And if you're looking for a ministry, so many people are looking for a good ministry. If you're looking for a ministry and you know your money's going to go where it should go, support this ministry and Dr. Hanson and his ministry.
Thank you, Pastor Ron. Ladies and gentlemen, God richly bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hanson, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hanson. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made for television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hanson's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hanson. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.